fact that ITF, Industrial, and ourselves, and also the other global union federations, we get the potential to build our power in supply chains. But we can't stay in our silos. We have to work together in a strategic way to achieve our overall aim of building our power and authority to improve working conditions on the ground and the strength of our individual unions. The Colombian story is exceptional. There's not one part of this movement that doesn't understand the nature of the risks and the human catastrophe and tragedy that has visited that country. 2,700 or more, I believe now, have lost their lives because they're doing the kinds of things that we're doing in this room. And the legend with Carrefour started in a very simple way. We had a meeting of our executive. Rubin is here, the president of Uni Americas. We had Adriana, our regional secretary. We're in Uni Americas. We wanted to engage with the authorities because one of our shop stewards in Citibank, his name was Leonidas, had been murdered in his apartment, strapped to a chair and knifed to death 60 times. And I asked to meet the family. I asked to meet the mother and the father. He had, and his sisters, and we met in the hotel in downtown Bogota. You can't remain indifferent for the tears of a mother and father who have lost their son. And that was it. Rana Plaza was it. DHL was it. No answers on the death of Leonidas was it. And we said, it's not just dealing with the death of Leonidas. How do we change the culture of this country in our own little way or small way? So I asked to see the vice president, Garcon, I think his name is. And we invited him to our executive. He wouldn't come. He couldn't come. So we said, let's go up and see him. We went up to the palace, and it was recriminatory, the meeting. And then he started complaining to us about companies, multinationals in Colombia, that were causing him and his workforce problems. And he happened to mention companies with whom we had global agreements. We said, hang on a minute, there's some common bridges here. We have got the agreement, a global agreement to respect workers' rights globally, and it's not happening in Colombia. And then all of a sudden we had this common task, and we said, we'll change the culture. We will try and build a new culture of recognition and dialogue, and we will try and leverage the agreements that we have in place. It was as simple as that. Where to start? We started with Carrefour. Our French unions were with us. We had a good dialogue at that moment. It was before all the structural changes that were hammering them. And we kind of said, we're going to do this in Colombia. Now, there was no union history there. There was no leadership there. And then Luz Maria is now our leader there. She wasn't trained for this. But she realized that she could be part of a process to change the culture of her country. So the work that she has done, and the thousands of people, the majority of whom are young women with no union experience, who when they go home at night and talk about their day working with the union, fills their mother and father, their children, and their husbands and their partners with fear. And they've stood above this. They've beaten that fear. So the global agreement worked, and now what we're trying to do in Colombia is to leverage those other agreements which we have. And as a result, we have projects, Rubin and Adriana, elsewhere in commerce, in finance, in property services, in security, in graphical, and elsewhere. So what we're trying to do is to build that culture of dialogue and union recognition to take up union density. And therefore, having the support of the ITUC in this endeavor, and also the awareness by those companies of what we are doing together as global union federations, I think has changed the dynamic in a much better direction. We don't underestimate the risks and we don't say the job is done, but nevertheless, we leverage the pressure and the presence that we have. For us, As Uni Global Union, we had to go through a pretty fundamental cultural change in how we worked. We were established in the year 2000. Things were going well, but we felt like we were missing something in the added value piece and what we'd be really doing to help grow unions. And we had the impression we were going from meeting to meeting, agenda to agenda, and we weren't really sure that we were making a difference about organizing at all. So we established a project, which ultimately became known as Breaking Through. We have agreement on the principles globally in each of our four regions, and also with our 12 sectors, that we will have an aligned conversation everywhere about what we can do to contribute to union growth. We have a plan. We've had to add new departments and new people. We've had to establish an organizing fund because the funds from the ordinary budget were not going to be able to do the job. We had to talk to the solidarity support organizations and say, we need your help in this direction. And as a result now, we begin to see change taking place in the organization and a real emphasis on organizing with accountability and also with a very strong local emphasis. I would say it's our way of contributing to the push of Sharon and the ITUC towards achieving the 20 million target. And I'd just like to say for the conclusions and the motions, this is a job for the ITUC as well as. That I know we have geopolitical issues and rights issues and climate change issues, but I appeal to the Congress to ensure that at the ITUC as well, we have this commitment to union growth. We have a shortage of people with the capacity to plan and implement and to train and to front up this work. We have a deficit in terms of our ability to put enough people on the ground. Therefore, we look to the ITUC to support this initiative. We need access to workplaces everywhere. We know if we can get access to workplaces, we can convince the people to join. And that's a job that Guy Ryder can help us with over at the ILO. We see this as a different world, a connected world, but a world where the global unions with the ITUC can win. It's a fighting mentality, it's a winning mentality, and that's why both this morning and now I say it's important that we have this mentality that we can win, that it is possible, and we can grow our unions.